instant spoils, the Dread Pirates Booty 4 game on sale for half off the usual price, and it was set for release tonight at midnight. There were rumors that problems in production meant before Christmas shortages.
Cod pieces and golden corsets, the Dread Pirates Booty 3, better known as CAGCTDPBT, I kid you not, was the game of choice for the pack. Twice a month, they brought their laptops and a few desktops and set them up in the meeting room and played until dawn. Vicious, nasty werewolves playing pirate games on the internet. It was pretty intense, and I was a little surprised that we hadn't had any bodies. Yet.
Shortage rumors carefully leaked to the press just in time for Black Friday.
Jessie grinned, her cheeks flushed with the cold November wind and her good cheer not as forced as it had been since her mother called to cancel Christmas plans during Thanksgiving dinner earlier this evening.
Cynic, you've been hanging around Dad too much.
So, in search of pirate booty, we drove across the street to the Target parking lot, which looked a lot like the Walmart parking lot had. Unlike Walmart, Target hadn't stayed open. There was a line 4 people deep waiting for the doors to be unlocked at midnight, which, according to my watch, was about 2 minutes from now. The line started at Target, wrapped around the shoe store and giant pet store, and disappeared around the corner of the strip mall into darkness.
They're not open yet.
I did not want to go where that line of people was going. I wondered if this was how Civil War soldiers felt, looking over a ridge and seeing the other side's combatants, grim and poised for battle. This line of people was pushing baby strollers instead of cannons, but they still looked dangerous to me. Jessie must have seen the look on my face.
You can just stop that right now, Missy. This is all your fault.
She blinked innocently at me.
My fault? All I said was it might be fun to go out and hit the Black Friday sales.
I'd thought it would be a good way to distract her from her mother's patented brand of guilt trip, leavened with broken promises. I hadn't realized that going shopping on Black Friday, Thursday still, according to my watch, for the next minute, was akin to throwing myself on a grenade. I'd still have done it. I love Jessie, and the diversion was starting to work. But it might have been nice to know how bad it was going to be. We drove slowly behind a host of cars, also looking for parking places, eventually drifting right by the front of the store where the shoppers lurked, hunched and ready to attack the sales. Inside the store, a young man in the sadly appropriate red Target shirt walked very slowly to the locked door that was all that protected him from the horde.
He's going to die.
The crowd started undulating like a Chinese New Year dragon as he reached up slowly to turn the key.
I wouldn't want to be in his shoes.
The boy, mission completed, turned to run back into the store, the crowd of salivating shoppers hot on his trail.
I'm not going in there.
I saw one old woman elbow another old woman who had tried to slip in through the doors ahead of her.
We could always go to the mall.
The mall? You want to go to the mall?
There are a herd of strip malls in the Tri-Cities, as well as a factory outlet mall. But when one speaks of the mall, they mean the big one in Kennewick, the one that everyone shopping on Black Friday was planning to hit first.
Seriously, though, Mercy, 5-quart kitchen mixers are on sale, $100 off. Daryl's broke when my friends and I made brownies with it. With babysitting money, I have just enough to replace it for Christmas. If I can find it for $100 off. If we get the mixer, I'm okay with calling this experiment finished.
She gave me a rueful look.
I really am okay, Mercy. I know my mother. I was expecting her to cancel. Anyway, it'll be more fun spending Christmas with Dad and you.
Well, if that's the case, why don't I give you $100 and we can skip them all?
Nope. I know you haven't been part of this family long, so you don't know all the rules. When you break someone else's toy, you have to pay for it yourself. To the mall!
I pulled out of the frying pan of the Target parking lot and headed toward the fire of the Columbia Center Mall.
Into the breach, then. Against mobs of middle-aged moms and frightening harridans, we shall prevail.
She nodded sharply, raising an invisible sword.
Damned be he... She? Who cries? Hold enough!
Misquote Shakespeare in front of Samuel. I dare you.
I was new at being a stepmother. It was like walking a tightrope sometimes. A greased tightrope. As much as Jessie and I liked each other, we had our moments. Hearing her laugh with genuine cheer made me optimistic about our chances. The car in front of me stopped suddenly, and I locked up the rabbit's brakes. The rabbit was a relic from my now long past teenage years that I kept running because I loved it. And because I was a mechanic, and keeping an old, cheap car like the rabbit running was the best form of advertisement. The brakes worked just fine, and she stopped with room to spare, about 4 inches of room.
I'm not the first person to misuse Macbeth.
Jessie looked a little pale. She didn't know I'd just redone the brakes last week when I had some time.